Welcome, listeners, to another episode of STS Podcasts, where we dive into the latest trends and innovations in technology. I'm your host, Shane, and today we're tackling a subject close to the hearts of students and educators alike, the school Chromebook experience. To begin, I asked my fellow classmate, Steven, what his experience was with the Chromebooks. Generally, he wasn't a big fan of these devices. He understands that they can be a little slow, they could be better, and that truthfully, they're just not the best. So, Steven, what do you think so far about the Chromebooks that you experienced in this current school year?
Honestly, I think the Chromebooks are, like, they're alright, but they're definitely, like, degrading a lot, especially from, like, what they used to be. They can't even run, I'd say, like, 3 Chrome tabs at a time without, you know, heavily, like, lagging and loading a lot.
I agree. A big thing I've noticed since, like, freshman year versus now is that my Chrome tabs seem to be taking up a lot more RAM. And, well, I'm not getting any more RAM
over these 3 years. Yeah, we only have 4 RAM. It's hard to...
With only 4 gigabytes of RAM, these laptops run tremendously slow. They struggle with tasks like Chrome, Google Classroom, and Google Docs. Steven and I mentioned this point many times, but this was our main, very exaggerated highlight, because we felt this really affected our work. Yes, I mean, 4 gigs isn't enough, I don't think, to run any Chrome. The other day, I even had an experience where one of my tabs, just a single tab alone, was taking over 3.5 gigabytes of RAM. And my whole computer did not have a fun time. And the same week, I had, you know, concurrent issues where I would just pretty much not be able to use my computer whatsoever. Cutting myself off in this clip, generally, I would have this issue quite frequently. I've met with other friends, peers, who've had similar issues. Our Chromebooks seem to just turn off or freeze, and there's no control of doing such. Additionally, Steven mentioned a very fair point. This was that there has to be some way to get a better Chromebook, better device, or a laptop, or even iPad. We went down this path, and we thought of many ways that we could fix this issue. From being a class, or donations, many of things that we will mention shortly.
I mean, there's gotta be a better way to get, like, you know, more RAM on the Chromebooks, or just, like, better, like, Chromebooks or computer, like, laptop-type things in general.
Or another thing we could do, I know I've talked to you about this, is we do, like, a class, like, about refurbishing computers.
Yeah.
And... Go on.
That would be, like... I think that would be a good idea, but I don't think it should be dedicated to an entire class, maybe just, like, a couple of access periods or something, because I don't think, like, a lot of the school would do, like, a class of refurbishing computers, because they're not really interested in it, you know?
An additional idea Steven and I had, I'm not going to go over the clip because it's quite the long clip, but our idea was that students would bring in their own laptops and purchase their own devices like a college would do. However, the major difference to this would be instead of a regular system where all students have to purchase their own computer, the students that cannot afford the computers would be provided a Chromebook of higher quality to them from the school. This would be a benefit because instead of the school spending an egregious amount of money on computers, where a bunch of the students still use their MacBooks or their own personal laptops, they could save that money and put that towards the staff's pay. They could put that towards the free lunches. They could put that towards many other things that would bring them savings and better quality of life for everyone else in the school. I truthfully really support this idea. I think it was probably the best idea that we went over. There was the idea of not giving the teachers brand new devices just so that they could keep their devices for longer, which I still think wasn't a bad idea. However, it does leave issues for the teachers, and it's quite the inconvenience. Our biggest confusion was around the funding of the laptops. We were wondering why the laptops were roughly 4 gigabytes of RAM, and during a point in COVID when there was a silicon shortage and chips were at an all-time high, the Chromebooks were at $75 of value. That is on the retail market and not wholesale as the school would get them. However, the school would be getting a big cut on this and would be getting around $50 per laptop. We were curious where the school was getting the numbers and where they were getting their prices from and how they made sense for an average computer for a student. A question we still continue to wonder is, what budget can the school truthfully afford? How much can they extend the budget? Or are they at their max right now? We understand public debt in schools is a major thing. However, there needs to be a solution to it. I'm sure that's not easy to find. However, I'm sure there is a solution. I'd like to thank everyone for listening today. Remember, we're on RSS.com and Spotify. And hopefully, we get better Chromebooks soon. I'd like to thank Steven for tuning into the podcast and helping me figure out what the true issue is. Have a wonderful day.